Hello and welcome to Wireless Watch Japan Audio News. I'm Chief Editor Daniel Skuka. Yesterday saw the rollout of a corporate pushmail service by Vodafone KK using Visto Corporation's mobile solution mail platform to power Vodafone's new office mail service. With the Visto mobile solution, Vodafone KK says it will be able to offer subscribers secure, real-time, two-way delivery of email, contacts, and calendars to select phones, starting with the Vodafone 702NK, also known as the Nokia 6680 smartphone. Office mail is targeted at business professionals at large and small companies and SOHOs, as well as at individual consumers. Vodafone's office mail will be available in two packages, an enterprise server service suitable for large-scale usage and costing 500 yen per month per user, plus an initial setup fee of 10,000 yen, and a personal edition service with no startup fee and costing 500 yen per line per month. This morning, I spoke with Darren McKellen, sales manager for Visto in Tokyo.
Visto solution allows end users to connect their group or server to get real-time two-way sync of email, calendar, and contacts to mobile devices. The service that Vodafone KK is launching will be the first true push service in Japan. And so, in many ways, the user experience is very similar to a BlackBerry. I think one main difference between Visto and BlackBerry is that we have an open model which supports numerous handsets and OSs. The one thing that BlackBerry has done is proven that there is strong demand for this type of service. However, the interesting thing about Japan is there is no BlackBerry here yet, and there is no other true push service here yet, so we feel that the market is wide open, and there's a lot of demand here in Japan, especially with foreign multinationals. We support more than 60 handsets from over 15 leading wireless operators around the world, including Rogers up in Canada, Vodafone globally, Sprint Nextel in the U.S., Singular, and in Asia, Smartone in Hong Kong, and Vodafone KK. And the initial launch for Vodafone will be on the Nokia 6680. The name of that phone in Japan will be the Nokia 702NK2. And then next year there will be more devices rolling out based upon a Java client that is under development right now.
Darren, do you have the sense or the feeling that we might see additional Nokia devices coming into to Vodafone to offer business services, perhaps something like their E-Series?
Well, that's something I cannot comment on because that's basically up to Vodafone and their handset roadmap, but I certainly hope that they'll be rolling out more Nokia devices next year, especially with, keyboards and added functionality. So I guess I'll leave that up to Vodafone.
The service of Vodafone is rolling out using Visto Mail. Who are the target users? What's the target market in Japan?
Well, the market's huge, and Japan's a huge country. PIM and business email, they're horizontal applications that cover all market segments. And the Visto solution is flexible enough to hit all the key markets. Vodafone KK has implemented our enterprise version and our personal edition. So now they'll be able to target the entire business segment from the self-choosers, individuals, and SOHO users up to large enterprises.
Do you have the sense that Nokia devices have a good perception in the market, or will people be willing to pay some sort of premium for business services that are delivered via Nokia devices?
Yes, I feel so. I think, Nokia's... first off, we have a very good relationship with Nokia here in Japan. We work with them closely. I think that their brand name in Japan is getting higher and higher. The 6630 phone that they launched about a year ago did very well in certain segments. And I think the phone that they're launching the service on, the NK702 is going to be a very good phone. It roams globally. You can view attachments on the phone. And I think it's going to be a very good business handset. So for the business market, I think it'll be a very popular phone.
Okay, now Darren, getting now to some of the final questions here as we're getting tight on time. What are your targets for 2006 for the Japan market?
Well, we're not allowed to discuss sales volumes and targets. I think the key thing is that this is a very aggressive company. We keep signing up more and more carriers. December 7th, we announced that Turkcell in Turkey is launching our service. Vodafone UK announced November 25th. And, of course, Vodafone KK announced December 15th. So we're just going to be very aggressive about signing up more and more carriers.
Okay, now in 2006, the Japan market is scheduled to see some additional 3G licensees coming in. What other network operators in Japan would be potential partners for you?
Well, first off, Vodafone KK is our first priority. It's important that we continue to work closely with them and make sure that Vodafone Office Mail, the name of the service here, is successful. As you know, the Japan market is very dynamic. It always has been. It probably always will be. Right now, things are really heating up, especially with, as you mentioned, the government granting new licenses for 3G networks or 3G carriers next year. I believe the market will evolve very quickly. We're talking to many people at the moment. And when we have something to release to the press, we'll let you know.
Darren McClellan, Director of Sales for Visto Corporation in Tokyo, thank you very much for speaking with us today, and good luck with your service rollout.
Thank you.
There's no doubt the new service should give a nice competitive boost to Vodafone KK's corporate business. But the rollout, if anything, comes late, as Docomo and KDDI have had similar mobile corporate email and PIM services available in the market for some time. Thus, Vodafone are really only just getting up to competitive speed. Also, for all three carriers, the corporate market in Japan is a tough nut to crack. There have long been third-party pushmail solutions available from independent vendors and service providers, and these have won a definite niche. One Tokyo company, NetVillage, offers their remote mail service based on a downloadable Java client that has the additional advantage of compressing the mail and attachments to save on packet fees. In the year ending March 2005, the company said it had over 362,000 users paying several hundred yen per month to have NetVillage handle their mail. Furthermore, while the 702NK phone gets plenty of cool points, it's not the only smartphone option in the market. Earlier this year, PHS network operator Wilcom rolled out the 03 by Sharp, the first Microsoft Mobile OS 5.0-enabled smartphone in the Japan market. Docomo also offer a pretty good 3G-enabled PDA unit from Motorola. In the end, Vodafone may be able to score a hit based on the fact that the new Office Mail service appears to be an integrated offer. The device, the Symbian smartphone OS, the pushmail platform, the billing, and presumably the support are all wrapped up into a complete offer, making it easy for a corporate IT manager to assess, integrate into the company's existing mail server, and successfully operate. But Japanese mobile operators have never had a lot of success in selling mobile applications to the corporate market due to the carrier's overwhelming focus on the highly profitable consumer market. Perhaps Vodafone's selection of a cool Nokia Symbian phone and the promise of more Nokia devices having a buttoned-down, made-overseas business image could be the factor that gets corporate users bugging their IT managers to call Big Red and sign up for Office Mail. For Wireless Watch Japan, I'm Daniel Skuka. Thank you for listening. WWJ Audio News is a production of Mobikyo KK and is copyright 2005, all rights reserved. For more news and information, access www.wirelesswatch.jp.